There's a number of commodities that have gone up in the past couple years or so. Crude oil is a big one, of course. We've talked about that a lot. Corn, copper, all high prices. But one commodity doing better than all of them, including oil, cotton. A pound of cotton costs more than $2 right now. That's up from about 85 cents just a year ago, higher than it's ever been in history. In fact, it's the second time since the Civil War that the price of cotton has gone over a dollar per pound. There's an article about it in the New York Times today. And joining us from Anthony, Kansas, is Gary Feist, a cotton grower for the past 15 years and manager of the Southern Kansas Cotton Growers Cooperative. Gary, I'm wondering if your cooperative is going to get a lot more members as farmers change to cotton to cash in.
Yeah, we look like we're going to have at least 20 new producers for this next year, plus our growers that we've had for several years are going to increase.
What's pushing the price of cotton up?
There's the supply and demand. The world supply of cotton has almost run out. They don't even feel like that we can replenish carryovers even with this next crop with the increase.
Well, I mean, is that that's because they're moving to, why is that? Why is the supply going down? Weather?
Well, corn prices, as you know, in the last few years have been high, and cotton prices have not been there. We've, last year we've received about 60 cents a pound, and corn has been high, and therefore it's taken the acres away from cotton. And just over the years, the carryover has kept going down until we've reached a supply that we don't have enough to supply the mills.
All right. So, I mean, in terms of economic recovery, those of you who are planting cotton right now, this is an economic boom.
Yeah, it was. This year was very good. Next year looks to be even better yet. So if you take, the budget with the crops, and I grow corn and milo and wheat and also the cotton, and just the budget, there's just not hardly any comparison at this time.
All right. So is there a danger, though, that you're going to have so many people switching over from one crop into cotton that you're then going to have too large a production?
Well, I'm sure there'll be we'll fill some of the supply chain, but cotton's a little different than the other commodities because of the machinery and equipment needed for cotton harvest. A combine will work for all the other commodities, but cotton equipment is just unique to cotton, and therefore it's kind of hard to make that move real readily unless you're committed to it.
And it's expensive, I imagine.
Yes, it is.
All right. You expect at this point that, that assumes then that the price of cotton is going to stay high for at least a few years.
Yeah, we feel pretty good that cotton will even be higher next harvest season in December than it was this December.
Well, good harvest to you, Gary Feist. He is a cotton grower for 15 years and manager of the Southern Kansas Cotton Growers Cooperative. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.